We are starting a new series called Campus Life Hacks. And then let's all read this together, okay? Things I wish I knew when I was a freshman. Sino mga freshman? Damn, good job. Freshman ba talaga yung iba? Teka lang. No, sir, kidding aside. When we talk about campus life hacks, when we say life hacks, narinig niyo na ba itong term na to from before? Okay, when we say life hacks, these are tips on how to make life easier. So for our series, for the next 3 weeks, Campus Life Hacks, tips on how to live a better campus life. Okay? To live a better campus life. That's why we're talking about things I wish I knew when I was a freshman. Kanina tinanong natin si mga freshman. Speaking of freshman, I would remember going into my first year of college, not so long ago, mga 2 years ago. Joke lang. Last year lang. Going to freshman, every time we would go to school, say, kahit freshman high school or freshman college, we would always see a lot of new people. Tama? It's an exciting experience eh. Bagong school, bagong mga tao, bagong mga subject, bagong experiences, so many things new. But in particular, sa mga tao na mi-meet natin na bago, maraming, may mga different kinds, okay? May mga grupo ng tao na pag first year, sa first day of class, lalo na pag freshman, yung ang immediate reaction, naghahanap ng cute. Sige na, mami na kayo, ginagawa niyo yun eh. Yung mga tipang pagpasok nyo ng klase, yung mga upo kayo, tapos yung mga lalaki titingin, sino ba maganda dito, sino maganda dito, ganyan. Tapos yung mga girls magkukumpul-kumpul, uy, ang cute niya, grabe, kaya kinausap niya kanina eh. Yung iba sa inyo, yun ang ginawa pagpasok dito, okay. Naghanap ng cute. Pakitingnan nga yung katabi, mukha bang cute? Alright. Sino mga cute? Pakita sa kamay. Wala, ayaw umamin ha. So yun yung unang grupo ng tao, mga naghahanap ng cute. Okay lang, hindi naman masama yun. Wala naman kaming, hindi namin kay Gina judge. Kung may nakita kayong cute sa classroom, di great job, okay? Eh, cute siya, gagawin natin, di ba? Hindi masama yun, okay? Another group of people, kung yung iba naghahanap ng cute, yung isang grupo, kayo yung cute. Oh, feeling cute, okay? Hindi ba, pag first day of class, tapos wala pang uniform, so wash day lahat, for some reason, pag freshman, lalo na pag college, merong tendency to, dahil bagong school to, I wanna make an impression, talagang nagdadamit po mong forma ng malupit sa first day. Yung mga tipong papasok ka ba o pupunta ng debut? Yung mga ganong ano eh. Pupunta ng school, nakakurbata, talaga nakaporma, di ba? You wanna make an impression. So minsan nag-feeling cute tayo, okay lang naman, cute kayo, cute lang tao lahat dito. Paki-high five yung katabi. Cute ka daw. Daw. Another group of people, alam nyo pag freshman, di ba? Pag freshman, kompleto ng school supplies. 1/4, 1/2 crosswise, 1/2 lengthwise, intermediate pad, yellow pad, longganisa, ano ma, kompleto, yung daming dala eh. Freshman. Sino mga upperclassman dito? Pakitaas kamay. Upperclassman. Di kayo freshman, okay. Kayo muna kausap ko. Hindi ba alam nyo kung sino yung freshman pag first day of school? Alam nyo. Ito yung mga freshman. Okay, nandito rin naman kayo. Usually, pag freshman, parang ligaw. Yung papasok ng school, so, tapos may mapa nung school. Asan na cool? Tinatanong kung saan yung classroom. Tama naman kasi first day. Ganon din naman tayo nung freshman tayo. Hindi natin alam. Ligaw tayo dun sa school, di natin alam paano pupunta, kung sino yung teacher, tama? And for some reason, maraming freshman, ako ganito rin ako ng freshman ako eh, for some reason, ang dami natin kinakatakutan. Takot tayo sa guard. Yung mga tipong magtatanong lang tayo, kuya, takot na takot. Takot sa teacher. Takot sa mga, minsan may classmate ka, freshman, tapos ang tangkad-tangkad, ang laki-laki, mukha ng lolo, eh, parang, freshman ka? Lolo, Natatakot tayo doon. Natatakot tayo sa mga upperclassmen kasi parang minsan parang di ba feeling mo, yayabang naman ng mga upperclassmen. Di ba may feeling na ganun? Natatakot tayo. Natatakot tayo sa pader, di ba? Sa bintana. No? Freshman, new experiences. A lot of people that we're meeting. In fact, as freshman, especially doon if we're feeling lost and helpless, di ba, ang laki sana ng tulong kung one of the upperclassmen would approach you and say, "Hi, welcome to our school. First day mo ba? Gusto mo tulungan kita?" Tapos tuturuan ka niya kung sinong teacher yung dapat kausapin, tuturuan ka niya ng mga tamang subject, tuturuan ka niya paano mag-schedule ng mga ganito, i-introduce ka niya sa mga kaibigan niya. Di ba, ang saya sana kung meron, as we go through being a freshman, an older upperclassman or a higher batch would approach us and say, "I'm here to help you out. I know what you're experiencing. I know what you're going through. Alam ko nalilito ka ngayon dahil first day mo, tulungan kita." That's actually what we're going to be talking about in the next 3 weeks as we go through Campus Life Hacks. Things I wish I knew when I was a freshman. We're going to be looking at this particular upperclassman in the Bible where tinignan niya yung buhay niya, pinag-aralan niya, kumbaga pwede natin i-compare sa campus life natin at nearing the end of his life, he's saying, "This is my message. This is how I will help the younger people, the lower batch people, mga freshmen." That's actually what we're going to be looking at. And hopefully, my prayer is as we jump into the Word today, pag naintindihan natin, I pray that God will open up His heart, open up our heart, at maintindihan natin na yung tinuturo pala nitong taon to makakatulong sa buhay din. At hopefully, magbago yung pananaw natin sa campus life natin, sa mga gagawin natin, sa mga decision natin. Okay? Before we go into the Word, I want to show you this topic. We're going to be talking about who to trust. Pag sinabing trust, ang dami nga natin namimit na tao eh. To trust is to say, to put confidence on the ability of something or someone. And as freshman people, this is something that we would need. Who do we put our trust to or on? Many things. We're going to be looking at that. So let's open up our Bibles. If you have it with you, Ecclesiastes. Okay, pakisabi, Ecclesiastes. Yan. Pwede rin naman Ecclesiastes. Pero mas maganda pakinggan eh, di ba? Ecclesiastes. Okay. Ecclesiastes 1:1-6. And it says here, "These are the words of the teacher, King David's son, who ruled in Jerusalem." Let's all read this together. "Everything is meaningless," says the teacher. "Completely meaningless." Verse 3, "What do people get for all their hard work under the sun? Generations come, generations go, but the earth never changes. The sun rises, the sun sets, and hurries around to rise again. 6, the wind blows south and then turns north, around and around and around it goes, blowing in circles." Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your message today. Thank you, God, for, Lord, what it is that you want to tell us. I pray, God, that we will understand it. And God, we pray that you will speak to us. We will understand, God, what you want in our lives. Lord, the kind of life that you want us to have. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. So ito pong book na to, yung Book of Ecclesiastes, ito po yung sinulat, kanina sabi si the teacher daw. Pero I want to call it the upperclassman. Okay? See, the upperclassman, this upperclassman was considered during his time that the wisest man on earth. Siya daw ang pinakamatalinong tao nung time, nung panahon niya. At itong taon to, sinulat niya itong book na to nung malapit na siyang gumraduate sa buhay. Tumatanda na siya eh. Nung tinignan niya yung buhay niya, binalikan niya, he looked back into his life and he realized there are so many things that I want to learn. That I've learned, that I've gone through, I've learned, and I want to write it down. Now, sa mga taong mamimit natin, marami tayong iba-ibang klase ng backgrounds na mamimit sa mga classmates natin, especially if you're a freshman. A lot of those people would teach us several things. Would teach us, "Oh, ganito gawin mo, ganito gawin mo, ganito gawin mo." Si itong tao pong to, hindi po ganun yung ginagawa niya. Hindi niya sinabi na, "Oh, ito yung buhay, mga freshman, ganito yung gawin nyo." Iba yung gusto niyang approach. Ang approach niya, nagtanong siya na nagtanong, dito sa mga nabasa natin, ang dami niyang statement. Ang gusto lang niyang gawin, gusto niya tayong magtanong ng why. Marami siyang statement, ang gusto niyang tanong eh, ang gusto lang niyang gawin natin is hindi niya sasabihin kung ano yung gagawin natin, gusto niyang tanongin natin kung ano yung nangyayari, and then figure out life from there. Kumbaga, ang gusto niyang sabihin, matuto tayong magtanong ng bakit. Pakisabi sa katabi, bakit? In fact, lumaki tayo na nagtatanong lagi ng bakit, di ba? "Anak, kumain ka na! Bakit?" Maligo ka na! Di ba, parang, tinatanong pa ba yun? Maligo ka na. Pumasok ka sa school. Bakit? Di ba, dami nating laging ganun eh. Parang daming pinapagawa sa atin. In fact, yung mga batang kapatid nyo, di ba, madalas kayong tanungin, bakit? 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 We like to ask the question why. In fact, growing up, I'm not good in math. Sino dito hindi kayo magaling sa math? May mga kasama ako. Okay. Kung magaling kayo sa math, hindi man kayo makarelate dito, pero tulungan nyo na lang kami, turuan nyo kami, ha? Pero sa mga hindi magaling sa math, hindi po kasi ako magaling sa math. So, nung high school ako, going to college, pag sinasabi ng teacher ko lagi, magsusulat siya sa board, sasabihin niya, find X. Bakit? Di ba? Parang, maglalagay siya ng sulut ng problema, lalagyan niya ng X, ginawa niya yung problema, sa akin papahanap? Di ba? Parang, ma'am, bakit? Ba't ko kailangan hanapin yung X? Mamatutulong ba yan sa buhay ko? May magagawa ba yan sa mga araw, pang-araw-araw kong gawain? Anong kailangan ko sa X? So, ito yung sinasabi ni upperclassman. Sabi niya, magtanong kayo bakit? Bakit ganito nangyari? Bakit nangyari to? Bakit nangyari to? Bakit nangyari to? Ito po yung buong book ng Ecclesiastes. Ito po ang iniikutan itong buong libro na to. At in this particular chapter, kaya po natin tinanong, who do we trust? Kasi binalikan niya yung buhay niya at tiningnan niya yung mga bagay na pinagtiwalaan niya, inasahan niya sa buhay niya. And he realized several things. He realized that with all the things that he's trying to trust on, he had one conclusion. Now, ang gusto niya lang gawin is yung tingnan natin, ano ba ang ibig sabihin ng buhay? Ano ba yung pinagtitiwalaan natin para sa buhay natin? For some people, ang pinagtitiwalaan nila, yung mga decision natin, yung mga pwedeng yung course na pinili natin, yung mga decision natin sa araw-araw, yung mga taong minimit natin, iba-ibang motivation yan, iba-ibang pagtitiwala yan. Yung unang klase ng pagtitiwala na nilalagay natin sa ibang tao at sa meaning ng buhay is gusto natin malaman na may papatunayan ako, na may papatunayan tayo. In fact, when we watch movies, there's always a, you call it the tug in your heart. Di ba? Pag may nakikita kayong character na mahina nung una, di ba? Tapos yumaman or lumakas, tapos lumaban siya sa mga kalaban niya, di ba? Tapos nanalo siya sa huli. Lagi tayong may gano'n na parang, yes, ako yan, ako yan. Di ba? Parang, in fact, that's why I love Captain America. He started as a small guy. Cannot do anything physically. All of a sudden, he received power. Na-injectionan siya ng mga iba-ibang gamot and steroids. All of a sudden, he became stronger and he led the Avengers. Talagang yung stories like this resonates in our heart because all of us need something to prove. Marami sa atin pagpasok ng college, I need to prove something. It's not bad, okay? It's not necessarily bad. Pero marami sa atin ganun. Kailangan kong patunayan sa mga kaibigan ko na hindi mas magaling si kuya, na kaya kong pantayan yung ginawa ni kuya. I need to prove something. I need to prove to myself that whatever I set my eyes on, I can do. I need to prove this, I need to prove that, I need to prove this, I need to prove that. And it's not bad. It's not bad. I want you guys to challenge yourselves in everything that you do. Pero, ang sinasabi ni wisest upperclassman on earth is this. Ecclesiastes 1:3, what do people get for all their hard work under the sun? Ecclesiastes 1:17, so I set out to learn everything from wisdom. In fact, he proved himself. Marami sa atin ganun eh. Nag-aaral tayo maigi para may patunayan. And it's not bad. I love that you guys are doing that. Either to other people or to ourselves. Mag-aaral ako maigi, magsusunog ako ng kilay para tumaas ang grades ko, magpupunta ako sa honor roll, magiging ganto ako, at maybe in the future, magiging successful ako sa buhay, etc., etc. And it's great! Pero ang sabi ni wisest upperclassman on earth, ginawa ko na yan. But I learned firsthand that pursuing all this is like chasing the wind. Nabuhay ako, trying to prove so many things. And yet it's nothing. Parang wala naman ako mapatunayan eh. Kahit anong gawin ko, yung mga tao sa paligid ko, hindi pa rin naman natutuwa eh. Kahit naman anong gawin ko, si tatay hindi pa rin pleased sa akin eh. Kahit naman anong gawin ko, si nanay, kinukumpare pa rin ako kay kuya. Kahit naman anong gawin ko, ganito pa rin sasabihin sa akin ng tao eh. He was trying to prove it and he said, pagod na. Ulit-ulit na lang, pinapatunayan ko nga, pero wala naman ako mapatunayan sa inyo. He did the exact opposite. Sabi dito, he went from wisdom. Nag-aral siya, pinatunayan niya na magaling siya. But he got so tired. So he did the exact opposite, which is madness and folly. In fact, some of you are like the first group. Some of you are the second group. Nakakapagod eh. Total, sa bahay naman, hindi naman mataas pagtingin nila sa akin. So, papatunayan ko na tama yung iniisip nila. Pag sinabi ng teacher, huwag mangopya, ay, kakausapin ko lahat ng classmates ko at mangopya. May ipapasa ko subject mamaya, magkakating na lang ako. Total, ang ganda ng Ant-Man mamaya ay manonood ako. Usually, yung mga taong ganun, napagod kasi kayo eh. Hindi ko kayo sinisisi ah. Naiintindihan ko, napagod kayo na may patunayan. At it's as if wala kayo mapatunayan, so you might as well choose to. Good na ako eh. I'd rather do this. And yet, sabi pa rin ni wisest upperclassman on earth, kahit may mapatunayan kayo, o kahit mabuhay kayo ng opposite, it's like chasing after the wind. It's meaningless. It's meaningless. And a lot of you are saying the same thing. Kahit naman anong gawin ko eh. Ginawa ko na nga magparebelde para mapansin lang ng tatay ko. Gumawa na nga ako ng mga kalokohan para lang makausap ako ng nanay ko. Pero it's all meaningless. Sabi ng wisest upperclassman on earth. So for some people, yun ang doon natin nilalagay yung pagtitiwala natin, yung trust natin. We put our trust on things that will prove us. And on some people, it's not the same case. For some of us, I could care less about that. I don't need to prove anything. I just want to become popular. It's not bad. I know it sounds bad. This just means I want to be in a course where I will get to know more people and that more people will be able to accept me. I want to be in a situation. Gusto ko maging friendly. Kaya kasi gusto ko maraming kaibigan. Gusto ko maraming makilala. Para naman masaya yung buhay. Para I can, you know, appreciate life through other people. I want to be known. And I want to do this. So I'm going to study really hard so that people will understand. Grabe, ang talino pala niya. Gusto ko siya maging kaibigan. Gusto ko ako yung tao na magiging kaibigan ng lahat. I want to be known to everyone. Again, guys, it's not bad. Hindi yan yaba nga. Eh, kung kayo nararamdaman nyo yun, don't feel bad na okay lang ba na ganun ako? It's not actually. But, even that, sabi ni wisest upperclassman on earth, we don't remember what happened in the past. And in the future generations, no one will remember what we are doing now. Kumbaga sinasabi niya, kahit anong pagpupursige natin para makilala through the works na ginagawa natin, tumutulong tayo sa organization, gumagawa tayo nito para matulungan yung bansa natin and we do something great so that people will know, oh, grabe, gawa nitong ni ganyan yan, gawa ni ganyan to. Sabi niya dito, again, that's not bad, but he's saying, even with that, no one will remember what we are doing now. I don't necessarily agree with this, okay? But I kind of want to test it. Gusto ko lang tingnan, totoo ba yung sinasabi niya? Totoo ba yung statement na to? So I want to ask a question. Who's this guy? Mao siya to? Sino? Si Mao. Okay? Dito, sino to? Uy, taga, ano yan? Great job, that's Carlos P. Romulo. Galing ha! Palakpakan naman natin. Kanina, wala nakahula eh. Pero, you guys know who Carlos P. Romulo is. The very first Filipino who became the president of the United Nations General Assembly in 1949. Did an amazing thing for our country. Represented the Philippines really well. He head the United Nations General Assembly and he's a Filipino. And years after that, when I asked, who's this guy? We're all, I'm sorry. Some of us know it through history, but we're not all good in history. How about this guy? Ito mas bago. His name is Dale Abenohar. You guys remember, you know that name? Very good. For those of you who don't know, he's the first Filipino to reach the top of Mount Everest. Amazing thing! Grabe! Pinaghirapan niya. I'm not downplaying what he did. I'm just trying to prove a point. Pinaghirapan niya and some people know him. But even with that, when I showed you this picture, we have different names coming up. Parang tama si upper o si wisest upperclassman on earth. One more picture. Before I show you the picture, I am praying, please know this guy. Okay? This guy did so many things for us. He saved the world. Against aliens. Sino to? John Legend. You don't know his name? Okay lang yan. Power Ranger! Okay. The Green Ranger who became the White Ranger in Power Rangers. During my time, okay? During my time, nung bata pa ako, pag pinag-usapan ng Power Rangers, game kami lahat. Back, Power Rangers! Every Friday, nanonood kami. Wala kami ibang gagawin. Kalimutan lahat ng assignment, manonood kami ng Power Rangers. This guy was my hero. Kasi talagang, pero even with that, when I was trying to search his picture, I had to Google his name. Some of us know him. But he was a celebrity during my time. He was so popular during my time. But until now, we barely remember him. Baka tama nga yung sinabi ng wisest upperclassman on earth. No one will remember what we are doing now. Ang sakit isipin, no? Parang everything that we're gonna be working hard for. Again, I don't necessarily agree entirely with this statement. But it's kind of true. Isipin natin yung mga ginagawa natin ngayon na, I want to do this so that, you know, people will get to know me, people will do this. As much as that is great, and I want to encourage you to do that, a time will come, will you realize, na parang ganito pa rin ako. Nararamdaman ko, ganito pa rin. Nakuha ko na to, pero ganito pa rin. Maybe the wisest upperclassman on earth is right. We don't know. We're gonna figure that out. Or for some of you, hindi ganun ang motivation sa buhay. Hindi to be proven right. Okay lang naman ako, chill lang ako sa school. Okay lang kahit konti kaibigan ko. Maliit lang, I'm just here. But I wanna be satisfied. I do things so that, you know, my needs are met. I do things so that, you know, I'm able to have fun with my friends. Go out. Do this, do that. I just want to be satisfied, whatever that means for you. I just want to be in a place where I can say, wow, I love this life. And yet this is what the wisest upperclassman said. Everything is wearisome, lahat nakakapagod, beyond description. No matter how much we see, we are never satisfied. No matter how much we hear, we are not content. For some of us, the motivation to life is maybe the more, pag nag-aral ako maigi, and then I get a job, the more I work hard, maybe I'll get more money, so I'll become rich, and I'll be able to do this, and I'll be able to do that. And yet this guy, this wisest upperclassman on earth, if he lived today and he's a senior in your school, he's probably the most popular guy there, he's probably the richest there, he's probably the head of your student council, and everyone knows him. In this story, this guy, actually, in the true story, he's actually a king of his own nation. He had 300 wives and 700 girlfriends. He was traveling everywhere. A guy who's known, a guy who can say, I live the life, everything that you want, you put them all together, I have more. And yet, this is what he's saying. Everything is wearisome. Pagod na ako. No matter how much we see, no matter how much I have, we are never satisfied. No matter how much we hear, we are not content. In fact, naawa ako sa taong to. He placed, yung buong buhay niya, he placed so many trust on so many different things. Walang binalik yun sa kanya. At nearing the end of his life, he's saying, life is meaningless. Wala namang kwenta. But you know what? You have an advantage you didn't have. Because something happened hundreds of years after that he did not experience. Maybe the meaning of life is not the things that we see here. Kasi meaningless nga eh, kung lahat ng pinagtitiwalaan ko ay lahat ng bagay na nandito sa mundo. But in John 1:1, it says here, in the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And yung Word dito na Word, yung Word na Word, okay? Yung original language niyan, ibig sabihin nun, logos. In other translation, it means reason. So, i-rephrase natin, ha? Reason for living. In the beginning, the reason already existed. The reason was with God, and the reason was God. So, this wisest upperclassman on earth tried to look for reason for his life in many different things, to be proven, to be popular, to be satisfied, and he found it meaningless because he failed one thing. he failed to understand that the real meaning, the only way our lives will have reason, the only way na maiintindihan natin bakit tayo nabubuhay, the only way na magkakaroon lang ng definition and meaning yung buhay natin is if we understand this word. Here's the thing. This is an old iPad, pero this is very useful for me. In fact, my notes are here while preaching. I have games here. So every time I need to relax my mind, I'll open up a game, I'll play. If I need to go to on Twitter or surf the net, I'll use this. I'll just click an app and then voila, I can do whatever. It has many different use and capabilities. Unfortunately, hindi kasama doon kahit mukha siyang tray, hindi ko siya pwedeng gamitin tray or chopping board. I mean, just imagine. Wala akong chopping board, akin na kayo iPad. Hindi rin naman siya pwede frisbee. Mabigat. Hindi rin pwede pang ping pong. Pero pwede kong gawin. But the moment I use this, apart from its purpose, apart from its reason, masisira to. Kaya nga marami sa atin, ganun ang tingin sa buhay natin eh. Eh wala namang kwenta buhay ko eh. Maybe it's not your fault. Maybe someone destroyed your life when you were younger. Maybe it is your fault because you've had several situations and decisions that you've made. Maybe some of you, wala lang kayo talagang idea. And all of a sudden, you found your life broken. You found your life. Bakit naman ganito ang buhay? Paulit-ulit na lang ang problema. Kakaumpisa pa lang, may susunod na naman, may susunod na naman, may susunod na naman. Bakit naman ganito? Bakit ganito yung mga salitang naririnig ko towards me? Bakit ganito yung sinasabi sa akin ng nanay ko? Bakit tatay ko lagi may sakit? Ang tagal na namin pinag-iipunan yan, pero hanggang ngayon, hindi pa rin siya gumagaling. Bakit ganito ang buhay? Bakit parang sira-sira? Bakit parang hanggang ngayon, lahat ng mga pinagdadaanan ko walang katapusan? Bakit ngayon, pati mga kamag-anak ko against us? There are so many things that we're complaining of. And I'm not putting them down, okay? I'm saying they're valid. But this just means, this just proves how broken we are because we've used our lives outside of its reason. And the reason, yung dahilan, kung bakit tayo walang reason, is because of a sickness called sin. Yung kasalanan, hindi ang kasalanan, hindi lang naman ito yung mga bagay na ginawa nating mali eh. Ang kasalanan, kondisyon natin yun. Na tayo makasalanan. And because of sin, we made decisions at one after another. Minsan hindi mo pa nga desisyon eh. Desisyon ni nanay, desisyon ni tatay, desisyon ni lolo, and nagkasira-sira ang buhay. It's because of sin in our lives. That's why when this was created, this verse was written, in the beginning the reason already existed. The reason was with God, and the reason was God. Verse 4, the word reason. It's only through this reason, kung maiintindihan talaga natin yung meaning ng buhay natin, gave life to everything that was created. And his life brought light to everyone. Na isa lang yung pwedeng magsabi, hindi ito talaga yung dahilan niya. John 1:14 says here, so the word, so the reason, became human, made his home among us, who is full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son. What happened was, because we're broken. Sira-sira tayo. Hindi yung buhay natin nakalabas na dun sa talagang purpose ng buhay natin. And we found ourselves broken. We found ourselves trying to be proven. And yet, we're not proven. Ang namin natin gustong patunayan. Pero hanggang ngayon, it's as if wala namang nakikinig. Wala namang nakakakita nung ginagawa natin. We're trying to be popular. We're trying to be accepted, actually, when I say popular. Ang dami mong kinakaibigan, pero until now, nararamdaman mo kung paano ka nire-reject ng mga tao sa paligid mo. Nararamdaman mo kung paano ka nire-reject ng mga tao, ng nanay mo, ng tatay mo. Even until now, you're trying to be satisfied with the so many things that you're trying to do. Pero bakit ganun? Bakit uuwi na lang ako, kaka-party? Pagdating ko sa kwarto ko, I still feel the same. It's because we're broken. It's because we're living outside of our reason. And Jesus is saying the only way for you to have reason is to go back to the very person who gave you reason. That's why he sent his son eh. Kasi nakita na ni God na yung buhay natin sira-sira. Kaya niya pinadala yung anak niya. At yung anak niya na buhay para sa atin, para tanggapin lahat ng sakit natin, lahat ng problema natin, lahat ng heartbreaks natin, lahat ng complain natin. And he died on the cross to destroy that so that he can tell you how much he loves you. And the moment he rose up again after 3 days, na buhay muli si Jesus, it's just to say, it's just to tell you that there is no death. No death can ever separate my love for you. No death can ever destroy the life that I have for you. In fact, a lot of you are asking,
Eh, bakit niya hinahayaan mangyari sa buhay ko to? Hindi ko namang ginusto. I don't know. But one thing I'm sure, that situation led you here to listen to this. That situation led you to come to Christ. That situation opened up your heart so that Jesus can tell you, anak, kaya ko lang naman hinayaan yan, hindi dahil hindi kita mahal, kasi sobrang pagmamahal ko sa'yo, ayokong malayo ka sa akin, kaya mo pinagdaanan yan para mapalapit ka sa akin. Yan nga yung dahilan bakit mo ko hinanap eh. Yan nga yung dahilan bakit mo ko sinagot. Yan nga yung dahilan bakit why you open up your heart so that I can get to know you. Now I'm gonna be ending with this story. I was in college. I have this friend who I hate so much. You know, people like that, yung they seem to have everything. Yung parang, kung nakikita niya sila, parang... This guy graduated from Philippine Science High School. Really smart. Nakakainis. Pag nag-usap kami, parang... No English. I hate him. Every time we would hang out, di ba, all the girls would flock to him. High school, college ako parang... Buti na lang, I met my wife, my very, very beautiful wife, Priscilla. And ABS-CBN wanted to get him to become one of their young actors. He tried it for a couple of months and said, Boring? Edi, wow! So parang, everything that I wanted in my life, everything that I thought would give meaning in my life, he had it. That's why I hated him. Because I would look at him and say, God, but ganun. Meron siya, wala ako. Sorry, madrama lang talaga ako, ng bitter-bitteran lang ako. But he said one thing made me so furious towards him. Sabi niya, magkwentuhan kami one time, sabi niya, Andre, I hate my life. Tapos kinuwento niya, bakit? How his mom would do this to him, how he's being compared to his brother, sobrang daming drama ng buhay niya. Nakakaasar. You know why? If he has everything I want, he's proven so many things, he's a popular guy, and he looks like he's satisfied. And he's saying, I hate my life. And then I would look at my life and say, I'm not proven. I'm not popular. I'm obviously not satisfied. And you're saying you hate your life after having all those, at least in my opinion, and looking at my life and saying, I have none, at least in my opinion. And I said, eh, paano na lang ako? Are you telling me that he, of course I didn't say this to him. I was telling this to God. Even if I got all those things, I'll feel as miserable and as wretched as I was. Wala na bang sagot dito? That's when it hit me. I was already a new Christian during that time. I mean, I grew up in church, but it doesn't mean I'm a Christian. I have a new relationship with Jesus. That was the time Jesus had to tell me, Edre, you know why I had to do that? I had to show you that even if you get everything you want, even if you tried putting your trust, even if you're proven, even if you're satisfied, even if you're popular, without me, you will feel miserable and wretched. But Edre, you had me. You have me all this time. Ano ba bang hinahanap mo? Araw-araw, hinihintay kitang gumising para iparamdam ko sa iyo yung pagmamahal ko. Araw-araw, gusto ko ipaalala sa iyo paano ako namatay para sa iyo. Edre, ano ba bang kailangan mo? I was crying and I realized I had a God encounter during that time. God, I'm so sorry. All this time, I had you. And I keep comparing myself. I keep putting meaning in my life that has no meaning at all. And Jesus is saying, ako lang naman ang ibig sabihin ng buhay mo. Why can't you come to me? Fast forward a couple of years. I'm going to really be ending with this. Just last year. Many years after. I was messaging him. He's abroad. He's in New York now. And he's in this company. Awesome company. And he said one thing. He told me how that year, before I messaged him, how someone shared the gospel to him. And here he realized, Lord, you're all I need. I've been running, I've been doing so many things, and I'm tired, it's all meaningless. And all of a sudden, he meets Jesus Christ for the very first time, and for the very first time, his life started having meaning. He told me, Edrin, naiintindihan ko na kung ano yung mga sinasabi mo sa akin. All of a sudden, this guy who seemed to have everything, in my opinion, and me who seemed to have nothing, in my opinion, are finally saying the same thing. You know what? Grabe, no? Yung buhay pala natin, magkakaroon lang ng ibig sabihin pag nakilala ko si Jesus. I thought this is the life hack I want to teach you guys today. Full trust. Full trust. So when Jesus is saying full trust, He's saying, anak, ako lang. You can do so many things. You'll end up in the same place. For the moment you meet me, the moment you encounter me, the moment you get to experience my love, meaning and reason will come flooding into your hearts right now. In fact, that's what He wants to do with so many of you today, this evening.